don't know what your relationship is with the coach you're going to have over there, but are they planning big pep talks for you guys in judo, or what do you know about the coach and the staff that's going to be over there? I'm sure they're first rate, but have you worked with those guys before?
The head coach is actually Jimmy Pedro. I was at his studio for 3 years,
okay.
So I'm pretty familiar with him. And the staff has been traveling with us for the last 4 years, so I'm pretty familiar with all of them. And I'm pretty familiar with all the teammates, so it's pretty comfortable. There's nothing I can really complain about. It's just, that in terms of pep talks or hey, that stuff, maybe, I'm not really sure what they have planned, but I think... I'm pretty comfortable with the whole staff and Jimmy and everybody, so good.
Yeah, and I always ask all my guests as we're kind of wrapping up here, the one piece of modern technology that you can't live without, that you always have to have at your side, what would you say that is?
But if I had to choose something, I guess your car, if that counts.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess it would be a car because I find that way more useful over anything else that I own that's, technology based. Like, I love my video game console, but I don't need it. I like my phone, but I don't need it. I really need my car, I think. So.
Yeah. Sometimes, probably the last few weeks, you probably wish you didn't have that phone.
That's what I was going to say. it's more of a dag than anything else, but, everyone's got to have one. It's got to be reached, so.
So when you qualified for the Olympics, how many text messages and messages were waiting for you on your phone there?
Oh, man, within 24 hours. There probably wasn't a 3 or 4 minute break when my phone was going off of something from Facebook or Twitter or Skype or AIM, phone call, texting, whatever, email, everything. It didn't matter who. There was like people coming out of the woodwork that I haven't seen in, literally 15 years. They're like, hey man, I heard you made it. So it's pretty funny, but.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
That's got to make you feel good, but. One other point I want to get across is, you're not a multimillionaire doing this, and I know that you Olympians scrape by to get to this particular point in their life. And tell listeners how they can follow what you're doing and maybe contribute to your effort as the games head up and after the games, depending on what you're going to do. Give a couple plugs for your site and how they can follow you.
The easiest way to follow me or donate to me anything is by going to my website, www.nickdelpopolo.com, and it's linked to my Twitter, my Facebook, YouTube. There's all sorts of footage, media, blogging, and everything. Everything, it's like a video diary, everything. So it's www.nickdelpopolo.com. There's also a PayPal button on the website, where you can donate anything from a cent to however much money you feel like donating. So anything helps, and I'm glad that I get the chance to talk about that just because it is tough the last 4 years to get by and travel. And
sure.
It's just tough financially. So.
Yeah, and you got a good site there, and it's a lot of pictures and just a little bit of everything about you, and you do a good job with that, whoever manages the site for you.
That's my girlfriend. She does everything.
She's...
I would love to take credit for it, but I really don't do anything
Well, keep that girl around because she's doing a good job for you. So.
Yeah, that's what I said. So.
Nick, we really appreciate you coming on, and we're going to be watching and wish you the best of luck.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Having me on.
You're giving everybody a reason to watch judo, and I can't wait to see you on there. And as we wrap up here, just want to let everyone know that Netcast Studio has other shows that may be of interest to you, and you can just head on over to netcaststudio.com and check out all the content available. This has been the Tech of Sports podcast with Nick Del Popolo, Netcast Studio production.